This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the U.S. government invites college students from the Arab world to get to know America with mixed results. But first to the suburbs of Paris, where rioting continues for the eighth day. Last night, rioters shot at police and firefighters, set fire to a car dealership, and attacked a supermarket, gym, and the commuter rail line between Paris and the Charles de Gaulle Airport. The government of Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin today held crisis talks in Paris to discuss how to reestablish order. And with us now from Paris is François Sargent. He's the foreign editor of the daily newspaper Libération. Now, the rioting has spread to 20 Paris area suburbs. Remind us how this all started.
It started exactly 1 week ago when two young kids die in a power station, and the family and the lawyer of these two kids say they were chased by the police. The police and the Minister of the Interior, who's in charge of the police, Nicolas Sarkozy, are denying that. But from this very sad incident, and we don't know yet a lot about it, the incident spread all over the suburbs around Paris. Up to now, you know, there are no injuries, but a lot of destruction of, as you say, the police station, car dealerships.
But this is really about something deeper, and that is the longstanding frustration amongst mainly Muslim immigrants, Muslim residents of the Paris area suburbs, that they don't have jobs, that they're poor, and they live in bad conditions largely.
Yes, you're very right. And all the suburbs with this kind of incidents since for a week are very poor, no shops, very bad school. Most of these people are French, but they are sons and daughters or great-sons or great-daughters of immigrants from Algeria or from Tunisia. So it's true, they feel alienated, excluded from the French social fabric.
And how has the state, how has the government responded?
Up to now, you know, they try at the beginning, you know, a very tough way, you know, the kind of law and order. Our home minister, interior minister, Nicolas Sarkozy speaks tough and looks tough, you know, like a cowboy, as we say in France. But the tough answer from the police didn't work out. This morning in Paris, Dominique de Villepin, the prime minister, had a meeting with mayor of these small cities around Paris, also with some leaders, religious leaders, people who are living in this kind of cities on trying to mediate between the youth and the state, but up to now it didn't work.
Well, the interior minister, you mentioned Nicolas Sarkozy, he called the rioters scum, and has that inflamed the passions and indicated that the government has a long way to go in terms of having some sort of reconciliation?
Yeah, he did seem that he did fuel the rage on the of these young people, you know, and to call them racaille, which is to say that which can be translated as scum, was pretty clumsy. But some polls show that the French didn't like the very tough way he talked.
Well, how is the rest of France reacting?
But, you know, they just most of France are bystander. You know, I work and live in Paris, and I only see what happened on TV. For many years now, there have been accusations of racism. It's true that these suburbs are very deprived, there are no money, very bad school, and these people feel totally alienated. They think that the rest of France is racist and do not like them. When you're the son of, you know, of an Arabic father, Algerian or Tunisian, you know, a working class father, and when you see the police, you're afraid of them. They can be very, very impolite with you. They're going to tutoyer, you know, don't speak well to you. And these young people, even if they did nothing wrong, are quite afraid of the police.
I'm wondering, though, if there is, in general, a feeling of sympathy for the people who live in these suburbs, or if there's a feeling that they're acting like animals.
There is no feeling of sympathy at all. Most of the French will not understand why people are burning cars or shooting policemen or also throwing stone to a firefighter. You know, so there is no sympathy at all with most of the French with these people. But I do not think that they are animals. You know, I think we have to understand why they are so outraged, why they are so angry. We did build also some ghettos, which is a terrible curse, but I'm afraid we did build this kind of ghettos among our cities.
François Sargent is foreign editor of the daily newspaper Libération. He spoke to us from his office in Paris. Thank you very much.
Thank you.